Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to Grudge Inc.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB with Grudge Inc. Lock it in, man. Hey, we got 2 weeks left before the big one at Capitol, the metro area civil wars. Some more stuff has gone down today. I think we had a race lock in between Pete Daniel Hall, and we had one lock in with Wicked Bird. So, and also we got some other stuff going on. Alan King and his dad, Pat, I think have locked in with Trey Harrell from the New York Boys crew. So a lot of stuff going on this week. Let's see what else happens tonight. All right, who is this? Who we got? 4-4-2-4-8-6-42. Your mic is on. Area code 443-624-8642. Your mic is on. Who is this? All right, I guess somebody got cold feet. What's going on tonight, man? I see we got 20 callers in here tonight. Who wants to step out first? I step out of that comfort zone and talk a little trash. You know, we on here for 2 more hours, so let's see. We got from New York. We got Virginia. Comes on tonight. All right, the first person is 443-875-2921. Your mic is on. Who is this?
This is Donald with the Blue Nova.
What's going on, Donald? What's going on?
We just actually finished putting a new converter in the car. Actually, I might have a black eye for the race. My head just, I hit something under, and I got a big gash in my eye, so just let everybody know, I might have a black eye for the race. But we'll find out. But we just got the converter in the car, so we're going to try Joe next week to see what happens.
Okay. Anything else going on with you or just Joe?
It depends. I'm equal opportunity, you know what I mean? I ain't scared. If you make it right, I'll try it. We'll see how it goes.
I hear that, because I know Joe bringing a few other cars. I don't know how they sit and everything, but everything in his camp, I guess, is on motor, so.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm not even doing any testing or nothing until I race next week, because I got some family things to do this weekend coming up. So, you know, it's way more important than this car for sure.
Yeah, family's always first, man.
Yep, so I'm just going to go down there 26 in the blind and see what happens. Are we doing any shakedowns at 26?
Yeah, that's the thing. From, you know, when it starts off, I mean, anybody can get a shakedown. The thing is, I mean, I think what it is, from what I understand, is we're going to have a test, you know, test and tune session for all the grudge cars and everybody for a couple hours, and then I'm hearing that grudge race could take place anywhere from 1 to 2.
Okay, cool, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to check on that.
Yeah, I mean, now the only races that I know, so they have a couple races that are, you know, locked off the trailer. So, I mean, that's just not something two people done agreed on, so.
No, I mean, me and Joe are good. We're all good, so, you know, we're going to see what happens.
I just wanted to get on
and say hi. I didn't get on last week. I was on vacation.
Well, look, I think you done talked somebody up. I see this 610 area code, and I'm guessing this could be Joe himself.
No, it's not Joe. It's Steve from PA.
Oh, who is it?
Steve from PA.
Who we got?
I'm running two. I'm running two. I got the old 610-656-2422.
So this is Stefano.
That's it.
Yeah, he's... Oh,
hey,
so
yo, what are they calling the weather for down here? I'm here, and it's going to be cold that day.
Well, let me see. I got the computer pulled up right now. Let's pull up
let
the
me
weather
see.
Channel. I mean, I
know somebody
I
was telling me the high of 56.
Oh, man.
Am I right?
I know yeah, let me see. I know I heard that it wasn't a chance of rain, but I did hear it was going to be a little chilly.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
let me
so
ask you, yeah, I'm locked in with you already, but we're looking for other races, too.
Okay, I hear that. So what you and Stu doing it through the big end, or y'all going through the eight?
Whatever, it doesn't make a difference to me. I think he wants to do the quarter. It don't make a difference to me, nonetheless.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we'll work on that when we get down there. I believe, but I'm 90% sure. I think Joe had told me he wants to run to the quarter, which I'm okay with.
Okay. See, that's
yes,
all
sir.
Right, man, because, you know, a lot of people will say, man, look, you know, I've only run this. And you got to respect it, I guess. You know, a person's car is only set up for what it's set up for. But, I mean, it's good to know that there are some people that will run both.
Yeah, like I said last week, if your equipment's right, I got all the confidence over my equipment, so we'll gamble. We, you know, like I said, we ain't looking for no GWs. You know, as long as the race is right, we're going out there.
Well, I can tell you this, Stefano. There's no chance of rain, and the high is 58. The wind,
there you go.
There's no wind now. I was just say that 9 miles an hour is basically no wind. So there's no chance of rain. 9 miles an hour. And 58, sunny.
Let me ask you this. How's that track get with the dew? Do you get dew up that way? You know what I mean? Like I said, at night when that free, I want to cool, because I believe it's a low of 33. And I know we won't be out there at 33, but I'm just saying, from all my reports, you're saying, like I said, it could be as low as 30, you know, in the 30s. How does that track get once that sun goes down? Does it tighten up or it just loosens up with
the
dew?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we got a perfect person to answer that question. Why don't you step out there and answer that question, Mr. Monster Jones? How's that track work?
Well, how's everybody doing?
Good.
There we go. See, I knew he was. See, that's. I'm gonna let y'all know. That's one of my mentors, Mr. Monster Inc. Jones. So he can give us a good rundown. I mean, he knows a lot about the track, and he can give us a rundown. How you think that? How's that track work, Monster?
I think we'll be fine. They've already spoke about running the jet dryer if we need to heat the track up. The big thing that you guys and everybody got to do is we got to keep cars going down the racetrack. That's the most important thing. You with me?
Right.
That is the key right there. If we can keep cars going down the track, it'll keep heating the track and, you know, try to get the guys there. I know they're working diligently to get guys set up to run at certain times. So, you know, that's about all I can answer. But I know pretty much, you know, they'll heat the track as much as they can. And then, like I said, then you got that factor on the tires and different things. So, you know, they're going to do everything they can in their power to compensate for if it cools down, like they say. So.
Right.
Oh, well, from what I heard, I mean, you know, the big thing is I think we can all say that there's no chance of rain. So that's
yeah,
I'm going to tell you
right.
That's the big thing. There has no chance of rain. I've checked weather.com. I've checked WeatherBug. We have 0%. So
I tell you one thing I need to do.
Hey,
I need,
Jones,
this
guy Stefano, I mean, he's been on the show the last 3 weeks. I mean, this man is a hired gun, man. We're going to have to do something with this guy, man.
What kind of car? Let me tell you something. The way that Metro Grudge has promoted this race for themselves, first off, I tell you what, they got me cornered, boy. I mean, they've been working on this thing, so that's why he's dialing the number, because he got to go be a part of it. I don't care how chilly it gets. You put a jacket and hat on, and it'd be like the old days at V Street or out 295 or out the 210 or down Woodbridge, where you got to do what you got to do. You know, ain't no heat on the street when it's 38. So where are you going at with this conversation?
Well, just in case, I got my studded ties I'm bringing, just in case it gets too cold out there. We're getting down the track.
There you go. But you know, the one thing I got to say is that they've, Metro Grudge has really put their stuff together. They got, you know, Larry in the background helping them out, you know, just giving them great advice. And, you know, they're going to be okay. You know, they got the track. The track is definitely working with him. He's probably on the line, Mr. Bradshaw, you know, because he's excited too, you know. So, I mean, when you got guys calling from all across the country, and they're not worried about it. So, hell, I guess we got to get the jet dry out and do what we do, you know. So,
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm so excited. I've been in so many grudge races. All you do is sit around and it ends up being a car show because nobody wants to race. And, like I said, how this is organized, I'm just so excited that, like I said, I'm going to be a regular and I'll travel. And I just can't, like I said, with all these races that are locked in, you're going to see action. You're not going to sit around, like I said, you know, wash and wax your car, and it gets tiring after a while, you know. So, like I said, I'm excited to see this form go down, and hopefully it stays strong in the next season. I just can't wait.
Well, the good thing is the gentleman on the phone, I tell you, Metro Grudge, I got to take my hat off to him. I give him hell now. I don't want everybody to think I raise holy hell with him. You know, me and Styles go at it, and it's no secret. You know, that's my boy. But I got to take my hat off to him. You know, him and Carlos and LDM, they have done promoting the race, and like I said, help this, which is just the funniest thing in the world. You know, Larry T had a deal called Grudge Alley, which was okay, but I think that the help desk, I mean, it's just things that they've come up with. And I got it, like I said, I'll be the first to give them. Now, I give Styles holy hell. I'll be the first to tell you that. He'll tell you, I'll text him in a minute. Bet this, bet that. But I got to give him his props here, you know? And once you get this race over with, I got to make a phone call to Larry to maybe see if Larry will run against him, you know, next year. So that way I can kind of put two, because I got a car coming for Styles, strictly for Styles. So if he get out of hand, this small block gonna straighten his ass up quick. So. That's right, small block.
Hey, uh-oh, we got some of them Carolina boys in here. Who is this? I just, 9-8, your line. Who is this?
What number you say?
919-720-1178. Your mic is open.
This is Bib. This is Bib. We talking calling about the ATV Grudge. By the bench, I know y'all talking race cars, but I call for the bench. I ain't know if anybody's up here tonight.
Oh yeah. We don't hate either, man. We had a couple guys call last week about the ATV thing, man. So, I mean, I hear what y'all got. Y'all got something big going on with this weekend?
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to have Test and Tune Sunday, and they're supposed to do a race. It's supposed to be a big race next Sunday.
I'm hearing some of these Banshees knocking off 1,000. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, that ain't no problem. I'm not talking about that, I'm just saying to have my roof. Like I said, we're on here right now, we're talking about the 26th at Capitol. I don't think they're getting any four-wheelers up there. You have to, Monster, I don't think they're running any four-wheelers up there, do they?
Man, like I said, I'm actually working for Capital Raceway that day, so whatever Styles and Collars, I guess if they pay Test and Tune, they can go down the racetrack. We don't discriminate. They can grudge race anything, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Look, the last time I checked, when you paid $40, you can go anywhere you want at the racetrack. So.
That's right.
Yeah. But back to my man. How he said, James, how my man sitting, Steph?
Stefano, how you sit?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sitting short deck, conventional head, all muscle, tube chassis car.
Oh,
single
man.
Carburetor.
Did you talk with Lewis about him?
Who? Wait, which Lewis had?
Lewis is the guy in the horseman.
And I didn't talk to anybody else.
No, you like talked on here. Like, he talked to you on the show. He has the back half Camaro.
Oh. Well, you want to do something? We can do something.
Let's get him. We got Wolfpack, too. I'm going to dial a couple numbers. What, you got a Camaro or a Mustang?
Yeah, Camaro. I got a Camaro.
What year?
69.
Okay. Yes, okay. Yeah, man, we got to hunt you. Hey, you know what, James? Why don't you post him? I got to charge Styles for my promotions. Why don't you charge him for? Hold on, I'm on the phone, babe. Tell everybody Nitrous wins.
Bottles are for babies. That's how I look at it.
Maybe. Hey, James, post it on the DMV. See if you can get him to email you a picture of the car. That way you can put it up there and get some responses on it for him. Yep.
See, we might do that. Yeah, dude, everybody's going to be in the bushes, though. I ain't trying to give that up.
Hey, man. Your money green. You hear me? Your money green. And they boys around here spend it quick. They'll bait you in now. Don't get too excited. We might have to get you a wheelchair to get you out of there from that ass whipping they give you.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, look, this might be, I don't know, but this might be Luke's right here, one of the horsemen. Let me see. Let me open this mic. Let's see. 301-904-1391. Your mic is open. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lewis.
It's Lewis here. Yeah. I mean, hey, there we go.
Let me be quiet. Mute me.
Lewis, the final on this end. How do you sit, my friend?
I got a back half old school 10-5 car. On 10-5.
What year?
69.
I might be intrigued. We could do something.
What are you, a chassis car?
I'm a chassis car. I'm a short deck, one carburetor.
Oh, that shit don't make no difference no more. Short deck, tall deck. I'm just going to hit the big cheek. This 2013.
Oh, come on, man. That makes a little difference. Come on now. I got a baby motor in the car.
What size is it? I'll tell you exactly what mine is. What you got?
Wait, what's that?
I say, what size motor you got? I'll tell you exactly what I got.
I got a short deck.
Short deck what?
Short deck conventional head cast intake, one carburetor.
What? Yeah, I talked to you last time, and you told me you weighed 2,500 pounds. I can go to the car.
I told you I don't know what the car weighs. I just put the car together. The car ain't been down the track. As I should say, I haven't made a quarter mile pass, but we'll go out there and gamble. We just put the car together.
Well, I can't sit there and sit door-to-door with you with no chassis car against a back half car. 10-5 cars, they got to weigh 3,200 pounds.
But you sit in tall deck, short deck. One carburetor, two carburetors.
That's two carburetors.
Ain't no weight exaggeration.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Big Chief Ed, conventional head.
Here's Big Chief, two carburetors. That's still
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what. I'll go out there heads up with you. I'll gamble.
I guess you will. 2,500 pounds.
Yeah, you're putting that weight out there, not me. You're putting that weight out there, not me. I told you I don't know what the car weighs. But listen, I'm coming with one carburetor, cast intake, short deck. Come on. I'm trying to make it right.
You out-muscle me all day long. And you outweigh me all day long. You put a light, you got a light car, you don't need a big motor.
Listen, you want to take my bullets? I mean, I got to make it a fair race.
Well, what's fair to you?
What's that?
What's fair to you?
What's fair? Heads up. If you got that big, you got a big motor in the car, I told that, Big Chief motor, to my conventional head, cast intake, one carburetor, two carburetors, yours. I don't even care if it's a sheet metal or a cast intake. That don't make me no difference. I'll gamble. We'll go out there.
No, I can't sit there with no chassis at all.
Hey, let me ask you, what's fair to you? You tell me. What's fair to you?
Well, man, I don't run the car. I run you in the eighth.
Listen, you hear me. I don't care the eighth, the quarter. It don't make a difference to me. I'm going out there. What's a fair race to you then? I don't know your car.
I don't know yours either. I'll tell you what.
If you don't mind, I don't know yours, then we go out there heads up. You out-muscle me. I'll go to the eighth.
And you're outweighing me. I'm outweighing you.
I don't care what the weight is. That's not my fault that your car's heavier than mine. Put it on or not. What can I tell you?
Hey, it's not my fault you got to show up that motor in your car either.
But I'd rather have, listen, I take horsepower every day, any day. I'll take horsepower any day over weight.
Yeah. Hey.
If you have confidence in your stuff, I mean, like I said, you got a big Chief motor. I'm sure it's a tall deck, two carburetors, and my one little carburetor.
Hey,
we got to make it a fair play. Well, tell me what you think is fair.
You know pretty much about my car, and I know pretty much about yours. But you don't know. You ain't got an idea what your car weighs. You ever been? You don't know much about your own car.
No, like I said, we just put the car together. I'm going out there to gamble. I'm a gambling man. I don't look for no GWs. I want to go out and have fun. We're all in this to have fun. But like I said, I mean, you can't sit here and say that it's not a fair race. You out-muscled me. That's not my fault, like I said, that you don't have confidence in your car. Like, I have confidence in my car.
Oh, I got confidence in it, but I ain't going to
Well, then let's
go
out there heads up, then.
No, I can't do that with no chassis car.
What do you want? You tell me what's fair. You tell me.
I run you in the eighth, and you got to clear me.
Now, come on, man. You got more muscle than me. Come on. I can't do that with my short day one car. Come on. I'll go out there and gamble. You already got me out muscle. You got to get the, come on. Just from the big G2 conventional head. And I'll even tell you what. I'll even put it out there. I ain't got no SR20 head or nothing like that. I got a 23-degree head. I ain't nothing like that. And I'll tell you even what. I'll pull my hood at the end of the track after the race.
I don't need to
put any money about it.
Hey.
Well, I'm just telling you. But like I said, you want to go out there and you want me to clear you, you out muscle me.
With the light as your car is, you should have no problem doing that. Hey, like I said, this small block they been putting out just as much power big motors on nowadays. That old low deck cast iron head bullshit. I don't want to hear that. Hey, because you put that in there for a reason. You put that in there because you know that the bitch is gonna run. I'll tell you what I got. I'll tell you what size motor from the top to the bottom. I ain't scared. All you telling me is you.
Well, it sounds like it is. I'm not asking. I just know what I got. I want to make it a fair race.
Well, since you lied to me, you clear me.
Wait, what's that?
I said, since you lied to me, we have to go 8 miles. You can have lane choice, be in the lanes whatever time you want, and you clear me. I'm giving you everything. If you want to gamble, let's gamble.
Nah, I can't do that. I go out there heads up. I'll tell you what. How's this? This is what we'll do. I'll give you that race, but we go up there heads up first. Or I'll give you that race. If it don't work out, then we go back out there.
Then all we're going to do is break even, if anything. I'm not going up there to try to break even.
Well, like I said, I don't think that's a fair race. What do you think? What's everybody else think out there?
I think it's bull crap.
Come on, you got a big motor in the car and my little motor. And we're talking, like I said, you know what I mean? You're crying about weight. No, put your car on the side. That's all I can say. My car is what it is. You know what I mean? And like I said, I don't care you got cheap metal tunnel ram. I don't care you got a cast tunnel ram. You got two carburetors, big Chief tall deck. And my one cast intake, one carburetor, conventional head motor. So, okay, and granted, like I said, your car, I don't know your car.
Hey, what size tires you got?
Hold on, say exactly what I got. I got a 16-32.
Okay, put 10 tires on there and I'll sit ready to do it then. I don't give a fuck what you got.
Listen, my car sits like it sits, bro. I'm not changing nothing. If you want to go out there, you know what I mean? It's not my, like I said, I think it's a fair race. But I won't go back out there and give you your race, I'll tell you what. We go out there heads up at first, and like I said, if it's a one-sided race, which I know it's not going to be, like I said, you know, we'll go back out there. I ain't trying to pick nobody's pockets. Trust me when I tell you. But like I said, if you don't think it's a fair race, I can't tell you how to think, but I think it's a fair race. That's a gamble.
All right, I'll tell you what we do. You clear me the first race, then I'll sit at your door the second race.
Wait, say that one more time. You broke up.
Just reverse it. You clear me the first race, and we'll go back out there and run heads
what,
up.
He's coming in and out.
I said, we'll do the both races. You clear me the first race, the second race, we'll go out there and run your heads up.
That's your name.
I can't hear. I don't know if it's my cell phone.
I think what he said if you clear him the first race, and then if you clear him the first race, I'll go back out there. The second race, head up.
Okay, so the first race, if I don't clear him the first race, then he'll go back at their heads up, correct?
Yeah, you want him to go out there the first time, heads up, and then you clear him the second race, we'll just reverse it.
Hey, Bug, am I on here? Hey, Bug.
Hey.
What's going on? I don't know if I'm connecting or not, man.
Yeah,
who is this?
Yeah, you can hardly hear anybody now.
I'll be on the radio in a few minutes. I'm going to put that out there.
You there?
Like,
yeah, who is this? Who is that? I can't speak up. Who is that?
This is Dwayne.
All right, what's going on?
A ghost show?
What's happening with you?
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing, man. We just trying to get a race locked in, man. It sound like Lewis Collins and the guy Stefano from Philly might get some going.
Yeah, that's I heard him talking.
He's on the radio, right? I'm going back and forth.
I heard him talking. A lot of steps. A lot of steps in it.
Yeah.
How do we? Hell, this one. You get a call in?
Okay. You know, I guess they. I don't know what's going to happen, but it sounds like something might happen.
I'm just waiting on his answer.
I think he's too cautious. I think he's too cautious to sit door-to-door. I'm ahead of race.
I ain't sitting there door-to-door in no traffic car. Well, excuse me, I'm sorry. I sit door-to-door to him on the second race. I agree to that.
I'm good.
He lighting up bigger tires. I mean, he pulling the whole car to my conventional head, my big chief. Okay, he lighted. He got bigger tires. We can nitpick all night.
I'll tell you what you do then. I got a car on 28s. It'll be on 28s when I get there. On 28s, since you want that, I'll tell you what you do. Give me the back tire to break and clear, and I'll run you as soon as you get there. You ain't got to look for no race.
That's the lane.
With the Mustang?
Wayne. Yep, with the Mustang.
And you want to do what, man?
You give me the back tire to break and clear since you got a big Chief motor with great big old motor in it. Give me the back, and I'll stay on horsepower. You spray all you want to spray.
I ain't spraying. I'm on motor.
All right, well, you be on motor. Give me the back tire to break and clear, and then clear me on the big end. 8th mile, you got action.
Oh, yeah, well, I ain't getting you all everything in drag racing. You be
I mean, I'm on it, but...
You big guy with 2 4s on there, just like me, and we both weigh the same. I might even outweigh you.
Whatever.
Yeah, but you got more tire than me.
I don't know
what
that.
You just said. Yeah, you do. I got 28s, so I'm going to have 28s on it.
What's that?
That's the thing to get me, you know. It's like, you know. Everybody's gonna be looking for races, man. But guys gotta realize it, man. When you set in a certain way, you gotta be some justice. But you know, a back half car, that don't mean that car no 3,200 pounds. I got a back half car that ain't weighing 2,600 pounds.
Well, he got scales up there. We can go right across the scales.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but I don't get me wrong. I understand where you come from because I've been battling it all year that way. And don't nobody want to give you no justice, but I mean, that race right there, conventional head against a big chief, is a good race. Heads up.
No, that shit don't matter no more. The conventional head, big chief head, they all flow just the same. You can take them bitches anywhere and get them just as much power.
All right.
Yeah, but that big chief is a horse. That big chief head is a horse, man. I'm going to tell you, it don't get no better than that. I mean, but if you give me, if you, I mean, I don't really, I ain't been able to get nothing out of here for nobody. So.
Here. I'll tell you what I do. I give you the back tie and the ace and the break in the quarter.
No, I don't go to quarter. Everybody know I don't go to quarter.
Man,
I'm here.
The green.
But I mean, that ain't even fair. You gonna give me just the back tie and ace?
Oh, the quarter.
I'll tell you what I do.
Oh, I don't know.
I ain't gonna bite off more than I can chew. But when I come there, I'm coming to gamble, so I mean, I hope some of this stuff be off when I get there.
Is that boy Lewis out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lewis,
all
right, listen. What you got?
Lewis.
Yeah.
This is Stefano. I'll tell you what. I'll guarantee you the two races. We go out our heads up first. If I beat you, I'll go right back out there. And like I said, you want to clear. That's how it's going to go down. You want to do it, we'll do it. We're locking in right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. You a gambling man?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm a gambling man, right?
Okay.
You telling me that the first race, you want to sit door-to-door, right? Right?
Wait, what? I can't hear you. What's that? The first race, what? Heads up.
Yeah, then the
first one to the stripe. We go to the eighth. I'm giving you a race. You want to run eighth. I'm okay with that. Go ahead. That'll be the first race.
And the second race, you want to clear me.
I know. Second race, I'll go back out there. I'll clear you.
Why is it got to be? I'll tell you what. We can do that race, but you clear me the first race, and then we'll go door-to-door the second race.
No, what? That don't make no sense. If we go heads up the first time, how am I going to clear you the first? And you ain't know. No. Heads up the first race, second race. I'm giving you what you want. You want to run to the eighth? I'm okay with that. First race, heads up, second race. And if I beat you, I'll come back around and then I'll clear you. How's that? I'll make it a point to clear you.
Well, yeah, if I run you the first race and you clear me by two cars, I'm not going to go back and get the second
race. We don't know that. Listen, we don't know that, but I'm listening. Okay? And what's to say if I clear you the first race by three cars, you're going to go back out there? Let's do it. Like I said, we go out there heads up like men. Straight off, it don't make a difference. We go heads up the first race, and if I beat you, I come back out there and I'll clear you.
That's good. That ain't gonna, yeah, because if you beat me the first race by clearing me more than that, there's no sense in me going back out there.
If I beat you the first race, what do you mean? Then that means you got a fighting chance on the second race, because now I got to clear you. How are you saying that?
What if you clear me by two cars the first race?
Well, that's a chance. Listen, that's what racing is.
Okay, if that's what racing is, clear me the first time, and we'll be done with it.
No, listen, if you want to do the race, we lock it in right now. First race is heads up, second race, I'll clear you. With my little motor.
You ain't got no little motor.
I got a little motor. Listen, for the right money, I'll break my motor down. What do you consider a little motor? Put it this way, I'm under 600 cubic inches, I'll tell you that. How's that? I'll put that out there. I'm under 600 cubic inches.
And you on the 25 or
25. Listen, again. Okay? I can't show up to a gunfight with no bullets. Okay? I'm already coming with a baby motor compared to your motor. I'm trying to go out there. All muscle to your big chief motor, two carburetors. Put your car on the dot. I don't care.
Well, put some bigger, the same size.
I will bust that ass.
I ain't taking shit off my car, adding nothing to it.
What's that?
I say, I'm not taking nothing off my car, adding nothing to it.
Well, then listen. If you ain't got confidence, I respect it. I ain't got no problems with that. How more fair can you get to my little motor? That's all. And I'll go out there. I'll give you your second race. I'll give you the clear.
Oh, you're going out there.
Now, you cleared me the first race, and you got action. And I'll tell you, how much you want to run for?
How you tell me? Will you put a number out there?
I'm like Dwayne.
I'm going
to go up there and run three races.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Somebody else called me. Yeah, what's up, Bob?
I said, I'm just like Dwayne said. I'll go out there and race two or three races for $300, $400 instead of losing one race.
Come on. What are you looking to go? I mean, you tell me. What are you looking to do?
How much you want to run for?
You want to go 15 or better?
No. You, we can cancel that right now. There ain't no need since me talking. You
all right, okay, well, okay, let's do 1,000 or better.
You still in my ballpark. I'm sorry. I ain't got it like that. I'm a lone wolf. When I go, I'm by myself. And I plan on running 2 or 3 races for $500 a race instead of losing one race or winning one race for that.
Well, let me ask you this. So we're talking about $500 per race, right?
Yeah.
You ain't got nobody in your camp that'll go out there with you?
What's that?
You're all by yourself, huh? I mean, you ain't got nobody in your camp that's going to go out there with you.
Well, we might, but they can do that on the side. Well, this is between me and you, the drivers. That's what I'm betting. Whatever you want to bet on my crew, whatever your crew wants to bet, that's on y'all.
That's a little bit of money, man.
How much do you get when you make a shakedown pass? How much you get when you get your ticket at the end on the shakedown pass?
Wait, say that again?
You come straight off the trailer back and make a shakedown pass. How much you make out of that?
If I do a shakedown pass, how much I make out of that?
Yeah, you don't make shit, do you? For every shakedown pass you make, you don't get paid for it, right?
Am I going to get paid for it? No, why?
Okay, then we'll come straight off the trailer, $500. That'd be just like a shakedown pass. If you win, you win $500.
Shakedown right off. Okay, so you're saying $500 right off the trailer. Heads up.
Yeah, fuck it. $500 right off the trailer. Heads up. No shakedown enough. We're coming straight off the trailer. Be in the lanes at 12 o'clock.
Okay, turned around on me a little bit. Now, I've never been to Capitol in my life.
I'm giving you a new race.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'll tell you what. Give me 2 minutes. Hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, while we got that going on, who is this from the 631 area code?
What's going on? What's
Lord. Joe.
Yeah, what's going on now? How's everything?
Hey, doing nothing, Joe. I got to ask you a question, Joe. Do you know how to get in touch with the Django Mustang or the Bad Storm Mustang?
Oh, Django?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can be able to get in touch with him. I probably have to get in touch with him tomorrow, though.
Okay, because this is what's going on. You know Joe Minicanzi from Jersey, or
okay.
Philly. He wants to run Django to 26.
Okay. Well, we just locked in another race just a while ago. Pee Wee and 50 Grand, they race.
Right.
And they got to be in the lanes at 3
right.
o'clock. On the 26th.
Yeah, sure.
Lewis, you back?
Get locked in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Step into
right,
the deposit, man.
All right, 500 off, 500 off the trailer, and I'm going to use you as my shakedown pass. Heads up.
Oh. All right.
You
so
got
to wait. Is that a, that's a go?
That's
okay,
a go.
I'll tell you,
500 off the trailer, in the lane to 12, and I'm going to use Lewis as a shakedown pass for my car.
Hey, I tell you how it's going to get, Will. We flip the lane to us. As soon as the tires fall over in the road box, the race starts red light, you lose all your money.
Wait, I can't. You break up. What was that now? I heard lane choice. We're flipping for lane choice. Go ahead.
Right, as soon as you spend the tires over doing the burn up, that's when the race starts. Anything happens to either one of the cars, you break or whatever, you lose your money, red light, you lose your money.
Oh, there's no breakdown rules.
That's frustrating.
So just...
Yeah, there's no way. Well, my shit ain't going to break, so I'm okay with that. I'm good with that because, like I said, I'm coming off the trailer. So we're going to be proper. I'm okay with that. And red light lose the pot, right?
Yep, lose everything.
I'm good. Well, it's with 500. That's fine. All right, you got it. You're locked.
Let's
we're run. Locked.
And be in the lanes at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Off the trailer. Flip for lane choice. Red light lose the pot.
Now, what in case somebody backs out before they even get ready to run? What's the deal there?
You lose your money.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
I'm fine.
You lose the 500?
Yep.
What's that?
Okay, we get to the track and all of a sudden somebody says, oh, I'm not going to run you now. What's the deal?
You pick the man.
No. You ain't got no, yeah, I ain't got no problems with that. Like I said, yeah, well, I don't know how Lewis is going to feel when he sees my you know, my,
yeah,
my deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. I want to know now, how does it work? In case one of you guys decide not to run.
Okay.
What happens? Somebody put, you guys going to put up a little deposit now, like a $200
deposit?
Yeah,
that's fine. You want, it's up to you. We can put the whole pot up to $500 when we do $250. I'm okay with that if he backs out. I ain't backing out. I ain't worried about that. However you want to do it. Whatever that man feels he wants to do. I'm easy to get along with. I'm here. I'm coming down the race.
I'll tell you what, because I'm going, like I say, anything that happens at any time, I got to run Rambo at Outer Banks Saturday. So if my shit's running, I'll tell you what, for 200 and 500.
200 or 500.
200 or 500, that's fine. As we speak tonight, 200.
He don't make it there Saturday or something, then you win 200. Whoever don't make it on Saturday, 200. Regardless.
I'm fair with that. I'm fair with that. Lewis, I'm fair with that. That's fine.
And I tell you what, and I've got nitrous on my car, but I'll take the Bylight Capital and do whatever you want me to do. Like I say, it's kind of falling on there, but I'll take the Bylight Cap that off, stick it in your car. That way to add a little bit more weight to that 2,200-pound car you got to help me out. And we can do that.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you heard it, right, Joe?
Earlier.
Joe, you know who this is, right, Joe? We're
yeah,
going out there with the boys.
All
right, you got that, right? So
yeah,
we're going off the trail at 12 o'clock. We're putting a $200 deposit because if he gets scared to death when he sees my shit come out of the trailer, at least I get gas money. I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
monster.
Joe, how you get all Philly and New Jerseyans and New Yorkers sending all these badass threats down here? God
did
damn it,
hear
I might have
action.
To help.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, hey. I heard it. God
okay.
damn it, my ears work.
Okay.
What's your problem?
So I know sometimes, you know, you're getting old, you know how it is.
Hey, Joe.
And hearing aid, the battery ain't working.
I forgot to mention you when I was mentioning the Metro Drugs about your promotion. Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Take the peace sign, right? It's got two fingers when you look at it. The peace sign,
yeah,
take the shortest one and point back at yourself and see what you got. That's exactly what you're getting. You hear me?
Yeah. You think
old
so?
Ass pass.
You think so? Boy,
yeah,
I got
Donald
you in the back of my pocket. Every time I just throw and shake you out every now and then.
You do. Shit, goddamn, you paid the mortgage all summer on my black ass. I ain't pissed off about that. Shit. At least I'm honest. Goddamn, he wore my pockets out, but I got a little trick for his ass when he crossed that state line up in
Yeah, you might got rid of that one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
but,
hey,
yeah, I know.
Hey, Joe.
Don't get me wrong.
From what I heard, Monster Jones got a tire spike right there when you cross. So you might lose control. You might lose control of what you're going with now. You better watch your damn self.
No, I can't hurt him now. That's my look. I ain't got nobody to fight with but him, Wicked Bird, and Rick, and everybody else. So I gotta have somebody to fight with. So I can't do nothing to his old ass. I just gotta count his money. You hear me? His sister. Hey, James, check this out. His sister.
Give me hundreds when you give it to
me. Hey,
Facebook.
Thank you for the payment. I'm like, God damn.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you what's funny. Long Island Joe ain't got shit on his son. His son, Phil Gray, is one funny, funny dude. This guy get on the page early. Now, I'm talking not early, but early. Yeah, we going to bring the farm truck down and mess with y'all boys, and we going to do this, and it ain't we bringing it, this is what's going to happen, this is what we going to do. That's basically how he say it. So, I mean, he get it on it. At first I was like, man, this young blood, man, he get it on it, so can't even be mad at it.
That little fucker undefeated too, James, little fucker. I got something for him too when he crossed over. Goddamn, all them grades going down when they cross this time.
Just remember, you know what they bringing, right? You know what they bringing, right?
What
they bringing?
You, well, you know the name of that crew they call P&J, peanut
yeah.
butter and jelly.
Yeah.
When you lose, you gotta eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
And they got a sandwich just for you, and they're gonna be a little bit of jelly. They want to choke you.
That's because they can't use you, old ass self.
Yeah, look, you're gonna get one to George. If George loses, George got to eat that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. So, Joe, how you been doing, man? What else you got locked up? You got Pee-wee locked in?
Yeah, Pee-wee and 50 Grand locked in tonight.
That's going to be a good race.
3 o'clock, they're in the lane. Pee-wee giving the break. They're going to get all the way out the back door.
Are they riding out to the big side?
Yeah, they're riding. Steph is holding the deposit. The money's up. They're ready to roll.
Is Mark Brown Showtime?
Yeah, he's coming.
Okay.
He's coming.
Joe, who is that? Is that the slut?
Showtime?
Who are you talking to, Joe? Is that the slut?
No. Showtime is,
No,
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 this monster. How you doing? This monster, no, uh-uh.
Okay, he sounds like a boy with the slut car.
He's coming on here right... He's coming on here right now. 3, 2, here he goes.
Dwayne Robinson is on the line.
Uh-oh.
What's happening, Bug? I got disconnected, bro.
That Dwayne? Oh, he dropped already. Dwayne Robinson.
I ain't dropped. I'm here.
I thought he was going to say he was scared already.
He dropped already. Well, he was on for a hot second. But is there some business you got with that?
Uh-oh.
What, the slot?
Hey, who is that?
Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, they on here looking for you.
Who's looking for me?
Nah.
They got a box of condoms. They waiting for you.
Now, Dwayne.
Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna call you right back, bud.
Yo, you ain't worth 10 cents, yo.
What Joe do? I couldn't hear him. I lost him. What did he do this time?
Joe told the man he going to bring a box of condoms for his car.
Boy, I tell you, that black one's like rough, man. Goddamn New Yorker. He make you want to hang up on his ass. You hear me?
He told the man,
hell yeah, hell no last week. He told me he's making shirts for the man. God damn.
Hey, Martha, you see that other race that got locked in earlier this week between Sean Murphy from Shakedown and the Ruler from Carolina?
The Ruler, which car is that?
It's not, now, I know what y'all saying. It's not the Ruler from, it's not the one from
the
Biden,
man.
It's another car.
I just locked in another race.
Carolina.
Mel, you want to make some money, though?
It's a Nova Big Tire Big Block.
Is that the one that Kenny was supposed to run?
No, this is the one that Sean beat at the World Grudge Nationals. He wants to run that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sean's supposed to go down to Outer Banks this weekend to run Weeby, but Weeby ain't called me to lock no money in, so I don't know if that's gonna go down.
Right. I have to laugh at you. You be on there putting up them videos. That's what bait them guys in. You hear me?
Yeah. They looking at it. They looking. But I'm gonna tell you something else. Long Island Joe, this man just called back in, and he said he wants to know where those box at, that box of condoms at, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
she just had a checkup. She clean, so you could, as long as you pull out, you all right. I just had her. Look, she act like she wanted to get on drugs, so I had to take her to treatment.
Joe, it's fine. Listen, I got to get back to work here. We got that locked in, then. We're off the trail.
Yeah,
you're all
good.
Right?
Do you want another one? Do you want to run a slut?
The slut? Nah, dude, listen. I don't want to go to the doctor first, get my shots first. Maybe I can fuck with him down there on Saturday.
Yeah, you ain't got to get no shots. She already had hers. See, all right, look, I'm trying to clean up and make a good woman of her, make her a better person, man. I mean,
yeah,
she likes to fuck.
You know,
that's
you
all
know
it
I
is.
Got standards. Yo, I got standards. I mean, come on.
Hey, Dwayne.
Well, you know.
I tell you what we want to do. Tell them the difference between what you got and the difference between what you got in the whore.
I mean, you know, a slut is a little bit worse than a whore. You know what I mean? You know, a slut got his attention. A whore just do anything. You know
and
what
you
I mean?
Keep that bitch out. So you keep that bitch out there, playing all the time.
Hey, look, hey, look my slut ain't better. Go ahead.
I said that shit must be like the Baltimore Tunnel, man.
God damn.
Oh yeah, she got a big hole on the back. I'm trying to get somebody to stick something in it, but I mean, everybody want to put the look, trying to do double penetration on me. They ain't trying. Let me just get a straight shot. Everybody want to run me with nitrous cars, heads up, you know. And
yeah, yo, listen, we're in the same camp there, bro.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Crime.
I mean, they even making themselves believe that I'm on nitrous just to make themselves feel better for fucking me like you're doing. You know, but like I told you before, you know, with that car of mine, I mean, she's looking for action, man. I mean, you know, she ain't number old $2 slut. You know, you can pretty much, $2 slut ain't really got no limits. She'll take on 2-3 at a time.
Well, yeah, she got to be on volume. That's the only way. She got to be on volume.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The only way she's going to make money.
That's the only way she got to get out there and get it.
I'm trying to
shake down racing that tonight.
What would you be willing to give the slut?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
What kind of car you got, number one?
What do you call
it? You shouldn't be worried about nothing like that. You can take on anything.
Well, I mean, if he make it right, I ain't running no nitrous car or nothing like that.
No, it ain't no nitrous car. So you shouldn't be worrying about it.
Sometimes she needs to let me know if she got a regular Magnum on or a double XL. You know, that's all I need to know. I don't need to know a whole lot.
Don't worry, he ain't gonna hit the wall.
See, if he got double XL, like mine, like she done had a hysterectomy, but if he got a double XL on, I need to play with her before he leave home. Yeah, just like, you know, like a man got to unload his gun before he goes to a fight. I got to play with her a little bit before she leave home. Loosen up. But I mean, shoot.
All right, well, gentlemen, listen, I got to get back to work. Gentlemen, Joe, you got me. Dwayne, it's a pleasure. We'll see everybody on Saturday, or I'll be on the show next Thursday, and we'll go out there again.
Okay, that's what's happening, man. Just look for me. We can do something.
Uh-oh, you heard him. He'll be over there. You can see him with that pink dress on.
Yeah, nah, she don't wear pink. She wear red. She wear red. I'm just hoping. Where's Shakedown Racing at? They on here tonight.
They going to Outer Banks this weekend, so I know Sean just locked in with the Max Fab Nova for this weekend, and he locked in with it on the 26th, so he's getting his car ready to go down and lock in two races, one with him the 19th, and then he locked in one for the 26th.
Okay, Max Fab Nova. I don't know what car that is. He's going to be running Weeby this weekend.
Yeah, see, Sean's going. I mean, I haven't heard from Weeby, but Weeby's supposed to be getting on tonight. I mean, Sean is coming. He already has said he's going to Outer Banks. He's already locked in with the ruler, the ruler Nova, and then he's going to run it again the 26th because he ran him at the World Grudge Nationals, and he got him, so they want to run it back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going in this weekend myself. Just fact that I, like I told you before, I ain't get a chance to put the witch call on the car. I ain't going to worry about it. You know what I mean? I ain't going to worry about putting no gas on the car before I do all that and then still don't get a damn race. You know what I mean? Because Kenny,
yeah,
I ain't guaranteed Kenny gonna do anything either, you know?
What you say, Joe? I heard you talking in the background, Joe. What you say?
No, I told him don't hurt her.
Oh, no, she ain't going to hurt that. Hey, I ain't gonna hurt her at all, Joe. I told you she a pro now. She's been on the stroll for a minute. She's been on the stroll for a minute, boy. She know all the do's and don'ts. I try to tell the guys, I mean, I'm just out here handicapped this year without nitrous because, you know, you still got to get a handle of the car, all that crap. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm a nitrous guy 100%. You'll never hear me brag about being on motor. If I could be on gas, I would be on it. You know? Like I said, I respect the ones, and I respect myself for being able to stay on it this long, but it's just not it's what's getting me, and I ain't crying about nothing, because any time a nitrous car with a big block in it that's fast as hell going to tell me that he ain't going to give me nothing, I ain't in it for the respect. I'm in it for the money.
Uh-huh.
Respect don't mean nothing. I want the cash.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I'm trying to play with it. Like I said, one thing about me, I don't run for a whole lot of money, so it really shouldn't be no excuses. If somebody lose one race against me and got to go home, then they shouldn't have came from the start. You know, because I sure enough don't run for a lot.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather battle 4, 5, 6 times than just battle one time. You know what I mean, Joe?
No, I feel you on that one. That definitely annoys me.
I mean, you know, you know how it is. I seen you up Merlin when you say, man, I'm running for a little bit of money. Even though your little bit of money was more than what I'm going to fully bet, it's still you understand where I'm coming from.
Yes.
I mean, I like to do something with the dude, Young Stinger, man, but like I told him before, I just can't. I mean, I give that boy credit. That car rides. You know, anybody in this game to try to downplay somebody else's car that's out here grudge racing, they're crazy because any week you can change. You know what I mean? That boy car riding. I give him his credit, but I can't give him nothing, you know?
Uh-huh.
I can't give him nothing. I mean, I just got to run him the way it is. I know it's a big block against a small block, but his small block is getting busy.
Okay.
I hate to see him with a big block. But he will be trouble if he had a big block. You know?
Yeah, I talked to him today. He told me he's definitely ready. We got 6 more cars coming with him.
Well, I mean, like I said, y'all boys coming that far. I know there's going to be a lot of people grudge racing. I mean, if you got any nitrous cars that want to try me, just make sure, like I say, they just make it fair. I mean, I ain't going to sit there and jump on a car that I know I can beat. I ain't going to do that. You know what I mean? Or anything like that. Because, first of all, I don't know I can beat no car. You know, just like I know, Joe, anything that's going to happen to your car is going to happen when you put that money on the line. You can make 1,000,000 free passes up and down the track by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as you put that money in, that's when it's going to happen. So ain't no race guarantee. That's what I was trying to say about the Stefani guy. You know, he was asking for a fair race. I mean, you got a conventional head, you know,
yeah, you
2 tenths of a car, but them cars get heavy, man.
Race. That's a good race.
Yeah, heads up, that's a good race, man, because, I mean, people can talk all the trash they want. You can have that light car, but motor, if you got a horse hung up in that motherfucker, I mean, it ain't no getting around it. And as far as 2 chassis cars, I mean, a back half car, that, just because you got a back half car, that don't mean that it's sitting there at no 3,200 pounds. Who going to tell what size motor they got, number one? Number two, and who going to be honest about how heavy that car is?
Mm-hmm.
Not nobody in this grudge game.
I know when I go down south, the first thing they tell me, they say grudge racing ain't got no weight, just class racing.
Exactly.
That's what they tell you in a heartbeat, boy. They be all up on you. Big Sexy done said that.
That's what it is. I mean, it's all about getting, when you choose the grudge race, I mean, you bringing a no-holds-barred car.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's one thing I got to say. I know it seems like it's going to be really, really good because I ain't getting nothing but calls on top of calls. You know what I got to get hold to is Monster got to get hold of Cranberry.
I'm going
to
tell you, bud.
To run Cranberry.
There's so
you're
many people
about,
that I know.
About the all motor Nova.
No, Cranberry got a 300 Chrysler, and this boy got a brand new Camaro. And they want to try.
Okay.
Street cars, radiators in them, air conditioning, everything. Man, they got everything in them.
Well, I promise you, it's gonna be so packed up there, it's gonna be unbelievable. Because I know so many guys that ain't ran this year. Period, but.
I know
they
guys
got
that ain't never raced
right
before.
Now.
That's what scared me. I know guys that ain't never raced before went out and bought a car.
I said,
what the heck? He told me, I'm coming. I said, what do you mean? When you coming? You coming to watch? Nah, man, I bought me a car. I said, come on. He been waxing it every day. He ain't going to have no paint by the time I get there.
Well, that's good. That's somebody that learned the lesson of grudge racing when you get there. You know, when the new car, when the guys buy new cars like that and they ain't never raced before, they think they got the fastest shit in the world.
He went out of
there. Point me his way. Point me his way. As soon as you see me, Joe, point me his way.
Huh?
I said, as soon as you see me up there, you point me his way.
I'm trying to get
you. I want. Point me his way. I'll run him. He get anything he want.
I gotta get to him first.
Well, yeah, I'll get him after you. You don't hurt him too bad, so I can get him next. I just want a little bit of it. That's all I want. I gotta take this to the gynecologist next week, so I need a little bit of what they call it when you gotta pay a copay money. You know,
oh man,
you gotta go to the gynecologist and get checked out. So just let me have a little bit of it.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
I also heard old man Slim is gonna be in the house.
Yeah, I heard that one too. I heard Slim was coming. You gonna have a car, slow ride, Slim.
Yeah, he's gonna be there. And you know what? He always said one thing that always got to me. I always asked him. I said, "Hey Slim, tell me one thing." He said, "Yeah, young blood, yeah." I said, "What name? Tell me one person that will run you." He said, "Ain't but two people in this world that run me." I said, "Who is that?" He said, "A stranger and a motherfucking fool." You know what? I couldn't help but pass out laughing because of who it came from.
Yeah, Dolph Slim a real good guy.
He is, man, and him and William Brown are both coming up.
And Troublemaker coming too, right?
Yep, the Troublemaker will be in the house.
Troublemaker said he's gonna be in the house.
The Troublemaker has said that there's a big chance he will be in the house.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be there.
Yeah,
I mean, like
Joe,
I told you, man, it's gonna be.
You're slipping on your pimping, Joe.
Well, you know what happened last time. I ain't gonna lie, the man could have beat him, but he took his foot off the gas pedal and never touched it again. He just knew he could coast. He took a gamble. Everybody
hey,
did that. He was out in front of. He was out in front of Scoop pretty good.
He was.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. And it would have been crazy to go back out there. Let me tell you, and this is the God honest truth now. I'm going to tell you, Troublemaker threw the price out to what they said they wanted to run for, which they wanted to run a stigma. And everybody was standing around saying, heck with it. You know what? We all together. Let's throw a couple dollars in. Let's do it. And that's what we did. That's how we ran. We took a gamble out of it.
It's just nice, man, when you got a bunch of people that can bet with you.
Yeah.
Then them pies can get up like that, man. I got a battle by myself, bro.
Yeah, no, I understand. Don't get me wrong, sometimes I got to do it too. When we go out there, we say, heck with it. Look, we're going to just go out there together. We're going to try it.
Hey,
and
Joe,
if it's falling our way a little
truck?
Bit,
what's
you know.
What's up with this farm truck, man? You got to give me the lowdown. Is this a four-wheel drive truck?
This is a four-wheel drive. It got the front axle. It ran the Wolfpack in May. I'm not sure, but I think it's an what is it, 3500 series, I'm pretty sure it is. You can go back on, Battle of the Hill, and you can see it, 8-foot bed, stock suspension, no, you know what I mean, everything in it. One pass, all that thing will bounce it all off the ground.
That's
you looking
crazy.
For farm trucks with a small block on motor. We
no.
looking for trucks, any of them big trucks. You bring us a big truck, we going to run you. You come with a small block, we definitely run you.
Uh-oh, we got...
Hey, Bo.
Here we go. We got some more blood coming in. Let's see who this is right here. Your mic is open. 202-292-0961. Who is that?
It's Carlos.
Carlos Wells. Is that you, big dog?
Yeah, what's going on?
I ain't doing nothing, Carlos. We don't hear them, you know, We got sluts. We got all kinds of stuff on the radio tonight.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Y'all doing a good job, man. I want to commend you, James, and Long Island. And I don't know Slut personally, but I heard, you know, last week and this week, man. So I just want to thank all you guys, man, for coming on up.
All he said is bring your box of comics, man. He said, don't bring double X. If you bring double X, you can't, you know, you got
can't,
you gotta try,
can't count it. She can't count double X.
You can't have no double X. No,
you gotta give me a day in advance so I can work out, so I can open up a little bit, play with her a little bit before I come to the party.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right, man. But I just want to thank y'all fellas for coming on down, man. And I had a meeting with the guys down this way on Monday, and the boys said they're gonna come to race, man. So we gonna see what happens, man.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. Hey, did Joe tell you he got a race locked in today?
Yeah, I heard when he announced it just now. So, like I said, everybody's doing their job, man. And all we want to do is see some good racing, man. That's the reason we put the show on.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
And Dwayne Kenny said on Monday, he said he's definitely running. So we're going to see what happens, man.
Well, Kenny,
he's definitely going to run.
Kenny got what he asked for. I mean, the only reason I'm gonna do that because he did back up. I mean, Kenny had told me that he was gonna run me heads up. I would run. He still me and him. Our first race was supposed to be heads up. You know, him on gas and me still on motor. But you know, now they got in their mind that I'm spraying. What I want to do for Sean, I can't. Like I told you, I can't get the gas. I'm not gonna put the gas on it before I get up there because. If they don't want to race or make it fair for me, a horsepower car, I don't care if it got 9 carburetors on it. You know, I'm still a horsepower car stock suspension running against a big block nitrous car. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what I'll do. When you talk to Sean, tell him I'll put up $1,000 to his $500 if he kicked me. And then we can check it. He can check the car right there and see if it's got gas on it. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem because, I mean, to be honest, I mean, at the end of the day, I can't put no more horsepower in my car. He can, you know what I mean? I mean, I would do all I can, but, I mean, I've already committed to a couple guys' motor runs, and I don't even want to have nitrous on the car because, it's one of them things. People always say if you got nitrous on you, use it. Well, my car's set and been setting all year with no solenoids, no nothing on it, no plumbing, no wiring, no nothing, so... I want to try to keep it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
It's too late at the end of the season to go trying to bust ass and put nitrous on the car, and then you don't know how the tune-up going to work. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to stick to what I know. I know how the car run now, and I'm going to stick to that.
Well, I'm going to definitely let him know, and then he'll get back with you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, either way, I'm going up there to race. It'd be somebody up there to race. I mean, all these people come in, it definitely makes the odds better. To get a race up there, you know.
Oh, you're definitely going to get a race.
You're definitely going to get a race. There's a lot of guys coming. They calling every day. So,
yeah.
I
was saying, man, there's so many guys from down here talking about it. I mean, I don't know what they said. Somebody supposed to be having a back half race or something in Carolina or something. But, I mean, I don't know how that's going to show out. But I know Capital going to be loaded.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that was the Pro Style Joe show, but I don't know what's gonna happen with that.
This is just hearsay. Well, now actually, this is pretty out there now. There's a lot of controversy going on with that. So that show, I know about 3 or 4 cars that are not gonna make that show, and that's just from things that are going on. So, but what I do know is there are at least 20 or more cars coming to Capital from South Carolina and North Carolina. And I know
it comes from Georgia, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I can't speak for that back half race, but, I mean, I know they got a lot of controversy going on right now, and it ain't looking too good for that race.
Well, what they was trying to do, Bug, I mean, I heard the show the other night, Tuesday night, and what they was trying to do was they was trying to raise the pot from 10,000 guaranteed to 20,000. Well, I guess that's to try to get people to, you know, say, well, screw it, I'm going to try to get that 20 grand. But, I mean, how many back halves actually is it? You know what I mean?
That's what I was about to say. How many backhand cars actually out there to do that?
That's you fighting a losing battle. I mean, I don't know what a track will pull in. I don't know what kind of money they make off these races. I don't really care. But, I mean, it's like when you got all these people locked in, that $20,000, you in the hole. You just having that race just to say you had it. I mean, that's a hit there, man. And it's free admission. You know, free entry fee.
Well, you know what? My whole thing is this race right here, it actually it holds it for the little man, too. The little guy that never even gets a hit. That's the reason why I always did Capital. And I don't get me wrong, I like watching the big boys, too. But I like being part of it. I don't want to be running on the side all the time. I want to be able to be right there in the mix, being able to go. We got guys coming. I got a couple guys that ain't got no more than a 12-second car, but guess what? They coming.
And see, that's what I was saying, Joe. I mean, I like races where everybody, I mean, don't get me wrong, we got fast cars or whatever, we have fun, but I like to see people with 7-second, 8-mile cars go out here and grudge race and have
fun. There you go.
You know, it ain't got to always be the fastest cars. I mean, of course, I've been racing for so long, I look like a fool to come out here with something like that. But, you know, it's just the fact that you could always have people that don't got the money. If they weren't run for $25, shit, that's where it all started at anyhow.
Yep.
You know?
And really, man, like Joe's saying the same, you know, Wickenburg, that's the reason we decided to do this race for the little guys. We could have easily booked in, you know, a lot of these big guys, but, you know, let the little guys shine for it. And actually, it relates to the fans a lot better because they actually know these guys, man. They work with them every day. They hang with them every day. And it put them on a show on a pedestal for a change. And actually, it brings a better show because they gonna come and race for 1-5 times instead of that one run.
Yeah. They're gonna have a ball doing it. I mean, that gives a lot of guys with fast cars a chance to break. You know what I mean? Not to break like parts or anything, but to take a break and sit back and watch races. Because anybody that
that's
got
right.
a car know that when you got your car there, you rarely get a chance to get up there and see people race. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So it gives you a chance to get a break. And I mean, I think it's gonna be lovely. I ain't never been to Capital a day in my life. I've only watched it on.
I'm new too. I'm ready to leave a little early, get up there, relax. I might even stop off in D.C. when I get back. That's what I'm going to do. So, I mean,
y'all
I hope,
got,
you know.
But
I don't know
you,
what y'all stopping in D.C. for because Long Island Joe going down. And Collins, you go with him. With Wicked Bird.
I'm glad
y'all
the
wind
ain't going to stop. That's why I'm going to go ahead and leave my car at home for that day. And I don't even want to get Mark tomorrow. But what y'all going to do?
Yeah.
That Friday, man, we're going to get together and at the hotel and, you know, we're going to have a couple drinks and chill out, man, before the race, man. Everybody getting to know each other. And so we can have a little good time before we, you know, go ahead and get on there and start.
Well,
hey, I guess we can go ahead and say that Dwayne Robinson bringing the slut, so we all good then.
I'll host it after hours.
After the race on Saturday, you'll see what I'm talking about. You're going to see this big man walking around with a shirt that says, I love Long Island. That's going to be mom.
He'll say, I love D.C. That's what he's going to say.
I love Long Island.
We got somebody in here that's been very quiet, and I don't really like that. And I'm going to go ahead and call him out. 804-914-7584. And I know you know who I'm talking to. Gene Stevens, don't act like you're quiet.
Oh, what's
going on, buddy? What's going on, Gene Stevens? Don't slide in here quietly, because I know Mean Gene got something to get off his chest.
Uh-oh.
I was listening to the show and enjoying it, fellas.
Hey, one of your horsemen just locked in a race a little while ago.
I heard that.
Yeah. One of them boys from Philly or New York, you know how that happens.
Don't tell me you're making him horse meat. He ain't put him in the
back. He knows what he's doing. This ain't his first rodeo. He got it under control.
He got it under control? He got it under control?
Yeah, he
got it under control?
Yeah, I believe he can handle that.
You know what they do to horses when they break their leg, right?
You know what happens when that horseman kicks him in the ass, though, don't you?
Huh?
You know what happens when a horse kicks in the ass and leaves one hell of a bruise.
Shit, that bitch break a hip. He don't need no bruises. He dislocating the hip, bro.
Well, that was kind of my point, but, you know.
Y'all pussy.
You can put your head one way or another. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Gene, sir.
Uh-oh. Hey, you like the promo video?
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty good.
All right. Just making sure you like.
You need a video because Wicked Bird going down. So you're going to need a video.
A lot of people going down. Going down.
Please don't get him started, man.
All right.
Anybody know what the 717 area code is?
717?
Yeah.
Open it up. Let him in because Wicked Bird is going down.
All right, well, let's go and open this mic up. We got, here we go. 717-379-3712. Who is this?
Hey, you got Hell Yeah, man.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
yeah.
No.
I'm here. I'm listening to y'all. I'm just trying to hear what's going on. I hear y'all out there barking.
The only thing about
that video... that I didn't like, I wasn't on the motherfucker.
You wasn't on that?
Other than that, it was great.
You wasn't on there, Hell Yeah?
Yeah, Hell Yeah. I thought for sure, man, right after Wicked Bird or Frankie, man, they'd have me on there or something.
Frankie said you got to get something to him, but then you can earn your way on that video.
Well, I'm coming. I'll be there. That's for damn sure.
Hey,
somebody laughing.
That's Joe. I know that's Joe.
That ain't me.
Well, hey, Joe, go. Are we going to have that shirt contest still, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to have that shirt ready.
Hey, Joe, bring me one of them shirts then, Joe. Double X.
Double X, hell no.
His ass going out. Joe, you can hell no all you want. Your ass going down.
I seen that video too with the Man of Steel. He pulled that bullshit on there. Hell yeah, and he said hell yeah. Said hell no. Hell no, I didn't say hell no. That was some bullshit. If he was there when that shit came down, he was the one that said hell no because he knew he was getting that ass busted. He gave me a bump.
So hey, let's get this out here. Hell yeah. What is it that you want to do with Greg Brooks?
With who?
With G-Money. What is it that you want to happen with G-Money?
Well, I don't know if G-Money's going to be out tomorrow night, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to get a couple under my belt tomorrow night, as best I can. And I'm pretty sure me and him are going to do a heads-up, 8 miles.
He's going to be there tomorrow.
But you're right, the 28, I might have a full, or the 26, I might have a full card problem.
Hey, but listen,
Henry said that shit. You know what? I just got to put a little lick on the car, a little better tune-up on it, you know what I mean? And 8th mile, I think he's going to see nothing but that one taillight winking at him.
God. So are you saying the same thing? Are you going to the same thing to the Long Island camp?
The Long Island camp.
Hey, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're going to do the same thing to that Long Island Joe camp?
Oh, I know. Y'all going to know what hell yeah is after the day's over. Y'all be like Wicked Bird. Y'all be just like Wicked Bird running around. Hell yeah. Woo! Come get yourself.
I think Wicked Bird has stepped up in here quietly, too. Hey, Bird, is that you on here?
I'm going to go ahead and say, man, but y'all are definitely going to know that G's there.
No, I don't think Wicked Bird on here right now.
No, I think that's G Money. 443-532-4121. I think that's G Money.
Yes, sir. That's me.
I know it is.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
See, don't run him this week. Wait until the 26th. I got to at least see it. So I can yell out, hell no.
Heads up. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it. After that hard ass shit, you put him on the video the other night about hell yeah, I said hell no. I don't ever say hell no to jack shit. If I'm scared, I tell you I'm scared. And I told you I wasn't scared. I just figured,
hey,
you're the big gun, brother. You know what I mean? You got 200 and what, some inches on me, and I got one kid on there, and you couldn't give a little guy a bump. You know what I mean? I gave you the same thing back in return. If I'd have busted your ass, I'd have run you heads up, and then you could have got your shot at the title again.
Heads up or nothing, bro. I can't get nobody nothing. Ain't nobody give me nothing with my head.
No,
nuts,
you know, you know. You seen that black bitch of mine. You know you don't want no head. You don't want to get the bump on it. I know.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. She look quick, but, yo, you can get it, man. Heads up. You got a race.
I think we just got to do an eighth mile heads up because I think, you know, quarter mile, you know, I might be parking a little bit up the tree. You know what I mean? But I think eighth mile, I got to stand a little better chance with you.
Okay. I mean, I'm a quarter mile car, but 8 mile,
I understand
that.
Yeah,
8 mile,
we
can do it.
Just to get this settled, man. Hey, if I get my ass handed to me, that's all right. But you know what? We're going to do it. All right?
My man.
So is this another locked in race tonight between G Money and Hell Yeah?
Yeah, 8 miles. Heads up, we're gonna do it.
Oh my goodness! Make sure you got room for me on the 26th.
Hey, we gotta see what's going on because I'm running with Metro Area. You know what I mean? So.
I think Carlos is trying to call you, G Money.
Hey, what time y'all going in the
stadium? What's going on,
Lou? What time y'all going in the
stadium? I don't know. Whatever. Hey, whatever's good, man. I mean, I heard they got some 3 o'clock races. They got some 12 o'clock races. I mean, let's take a habit. Me, y'all know I broke an axle, and I just put the car back together. I need to go out Sunday and test the vehicle, and then, I mean, it's a wrap. If everything works good, hey, I don't care. I'll be there at 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. So y'all going to make me see. It's bad enough that we got to wait a whole another damn week.
I know, man. It's going by slow as crap. It got me going to Outer Banks just so I can get some racing in this week.
Man, the way I've been breaking up stuff.
Here we go. 443. Let's see who this is. We got another 443-875-2921. Speak your claim. Who is it? 443-875-2921. Who is that? We got somebody being quiet. I just opened your mic. 443-875-2921. Speak up. Who is it? Oh, we got somebody going. Hey, come. We might have a silent assassin in here. Y'all better watch yourself.
I'm going to give me one of them video cameras for me and G-Money so I can stick right on the side of the car so I can be right on that other lane. So after it's all over with, so he don't get all upset. He can rewatch a video.
So you telling me you're going to give G-Money a GoPro? God damn, G-Money.
I'm going to give him a video. I'm going to make him a video of that so he can hang on to that. And I'm telling him this is what he wanted. You know what I'm saying?
When you take a loss, you don't need a video to remember it. Trust me. If you take a loss, you don't need no video to remember that. I promise you, I still remember mine from a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
It eat me up.
It went right.
Yeah.
Hey, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
That goddamn Long Island Joe talking some shit. What's the deal?
What's up with Long Island Joe? I thought he had my boy with the Nova.
Go ahead. He do. But Joe, he going to be waxing his car. He going to try to duck out of that shit. I know him.
I ain't going to duck out of it. I'm going to run regardless. I don't care how the car run. I don't care if it was going 15. I'm going out there. That's so one thing about me.
Look,
you want to hear something so crazy? I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't even taking the car the whole week. I ain't waiting till, I'm only going to wait until Saturday to go out there to run. So
which car are you bringing, Joe
to
Vegas?
I can't say nothing. I'm going out there to run.
You
want
to download the truck, Joe?
No, I'm going to make one little shakedown and go.
Okay.
One shakedown and go.
What's Long Island Joe? One with hell yeah.
Huh?
What's Long Island Joe? One with hell yeah.
Oh, I got something for you. Hell yeah, I got something for you. Just for you. I'm bringing it there. Look, I got something just for you. We'll wait till after Sunday, and then we're going to bring something just for hell yeah.
All right, well, you do that. That's good. I'm all right with that.
I just want to make sure.
All right.
I know y'all, look, I know y'all the one that was up there calling me up about that clear stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, Donald might beat me, but I ain't that clear. I got
any given Sunday, brother, any given Sunday. You got to give something to get something. We all know it.
All right, we're going to find out. All right. We're going to find out. All right,
small block one kid. Like I said, small block one kid. There ain't nobody fucking with me.
I bet you won't take that juice off, though, will you?
I will, but it's not a juice goddamn car. What the
I'm
fuck
just
I
saying, you know, you better not take it off. Do not take it off.
Well, if I do take it off, I mean, I might get a move or something like that. You know, maybe a back tire
in
the head.
If you take that off, we're going to cut your head off.
You're probably right, man, because you can't have the best of both worlds, man.
We got a small block over here, 1 4-barrel on 29.
Uh-huh.
Not no
right.
big tire, and we'll run you heads up all day long. Nah, matter of fact, we're going to make it fair. We're going to give you the back tire to the quarter.
Oh, on the motor.
Motor to motor.
Yeah, but see, I'm not a motor car, man. My shit's a turd on the motor. I already tell you that. I ain't scared to tell you that.
Well, you might have to give us, we might run you with a motor car. And I ain't talking about no young Stang. I got something else. That you give that thing a little something, and we'll run on motor, and you can run on juice.
As long as that thing ain't blowing out fucking cherry red on the big end. Because if it's blowing out cherry red out the exhaust, you know what's coming out of that shit.
And they ain't got none of that. Promise you.
All right, because there ain't no motor car blowing out cherry red down the track.
Ain't nothing. We won't have that. You can check the car and everything.
You getting something from him, Joe?
Huh?
Are you doing the heads up or you getting something from him?
No, we're going to get a little something. We're going to try
him. I like get a little something from him, too, and I stay on motor, too.
Who's that? Who's that?
That's the drag strip prostitute.
that one that got this walking around with syphilis. The one walking around
not,
with syphilis.
She ain't got the syphilis now. She just had a checkup. Now she clean. She clean now.
She
just
like
to party all the time. That's all that is.
You boys want to run on motor and me on spray and in the quarter mile.
No, I'm gonna run. I run the eighth. I don't run the quarter. I run the eighth.
Hey, hell yeah. Let's try something crazy. Hey, Joe, why don't you get Young Stane, to run hell yeah head up through the quarter?
He won't do it, already. He with no parts of that.
Why?
Because
what are you scared of? I'm telling you what he told me.
I told him, no. They got a juice car coming that is just for you, hell yeah.
I'm telling you straight out. That's fine and good, but since we don't have up here in the DMV, we don't have an all motor small block stock suspension and all of that one carburetor. Why don't he run hell yeah, so he can stop saying hell no?
I'm
telling y'all straight out, he's bringing a nicest car on purpose.
Joe, I'll odd the money by
500,
Joe.
He won't do it. I'm just trying to tell you straight out.
Okay. All right. Okay.
They're bringing a nitrous car.
Okay. I'm just
going
to
have a nitrous car. We're going to have a nitrous car sitting there. No wheelie bars on it. No nothing. And going to run it. Hell yeah. Heads up.
Okay.
One kit.
I don't know if one kit now. I know it's a... I don't know. Don't get me wrong on that.
I got one kid, and it's a little one at that.
But you got 31-inch tall tires on the car, right?
And he's big block,
hell
right?
Hell no. Hell with a no. No, it's a small block.
Yeah,
I'm just saying about how big a tires you got. He only got a little 28-inch sole tire. You gonna run your heads up. Man, you know what? My other Z, I ran for fucking 5 years with small tire on that bitch, and it wasn't too much slower than this one.
Well, would you put the small tires on?
Yeah, if you put the small tires on.
If you got a set of small tires I can borrow for a minute, I'll put them on there.
Well, we're gonna bring you a set.
You bring me a set.
We're gonna bring you a set.
A brand new set, Joe, not the ones you got your car kicked
on.
No.
Bullshit that you just took off and put on your boys'
car. They'll work. Trust me. He can put them on and try it.
My car work on small tire, big tire. Don't make a shit, brother.
Yes, it do. You'll see.
When Joe say trust me, you better cover up both holes, your asshole and your mouth at the same time. Trust me. He should say fuck me instead of trust me.
I don't think me those steel wheels now.
Yeah. Hey, Slut, don't it sound like Monster got some experience about that?
I'm telling you, man. I told you, I'm going to come there with a shirt on and say, I like the party. I like the party.
Wicked Bird on here? Yeah, what's up? I just got the phone with
What's up my ass? You going down. You know what's up.
That was a big word.
I want to get that cleared up. We might have to make that the last pass of the night so everybody can see your ass eat X-Lax. Because you didn't spend enough of my money this summer.
Who are you going down to, Mark?
I got a little surprise for y'all.
Mark, you got too many goddamn surprises, Mark.
That's right.
Hey, Bo. No, what's going on? Yeah. Hey, Richard Harris needs you to help, to click him in. 804-892.
He's in here. Richard Harris is on. Richard Harris, speak up.
What up? I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? Who are you trying to get at?
I want to try the slut.
Oh, you want some of the slut?
What?
You know what you got to do to make it right? You can get some of the slut. You want to make it right? I used to own that. Don't forget, I used to own that car that you calling me out with now.
But you got to remember one thing, bro. I owned it before you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we ain't been over back and forth.
So y'all passing hoes around, huh?
Yeah, we passing hoes around. See, I got a slut, he got a hoe.
Too bad, I do got a hoe.
I got a slut, he got a hoe. I'm the one that turned that hoe out, though, that he got. you coming up or what?
I'm going to try to. As of right now, I got to work. We got a shutdown going on starting next week.
Oh, okay. Hey, Long Island Joe, how? How your own team member just called you out? I'm a part of. I got a team no jet sticker on my car. He got the same one on this guy. He just called me out.
What does sticker say?
Team no jet.
Oh, you got a team slow jet.
I got a team no jet.
You got a team slow jet.
The man just gave me the ticket last week and repossessed it that fast.
Good.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, man, it's gonna be so much shit talking up there, boy. I'm gonna tell you, people gonna need headphones, gonna need earmuffs, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a lot. And that's what I try to tell them, because I mean, they just going to these bullshit races around here where you gotta beg for races. I mean, you come to something like that, man, you definitely get a race.
Right. Even if you gotta run off feet.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Richard Harris.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, what's up with that? That Z that ran you the other day, because Hell Yeah is looking. I think he's looking for a piece of that Z if it's the way he wants it.
Well, I seen an ad a post on Facebook. Is he looking for Hell Yeah?
Is he really looking for Hell Yeah?
That's what he said on Facebook.
Hey, go ahead and run the Z.
Huh? Where are we going to? He's going
that'd
to run the Z.
That'd be a good run.
Shit.
Okay, so
is
Mike, I think his name is Cuz. Is he coming?
As far as I know, I think he's coming.
I sure hope so.
And that there, hell yeah, going to have, hey, hell yeah, you going to have a ticket booth or what?
He's going to be working. He's going to help work the help desk with you, James.
There you go, because, I mean, his list getting right long.
Yeah, he can do it. He can handle it.
Yeah, I know they're coming for me, man. I'm gonna roll up there, and they tell me what's up. I mean, I know I got two pretty good heads up races coming up. You know, with Running Bear and old Frank.
Oh, you running Running Bear?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, he got Running Bear.
And Mr. Frankie, you know what I'm saying? But I got my boy going to help me out and get me some races. So whatever I get lined up for, Metro Eddie Grudge got me set up to do, we're going to do.
Yes, sir.
Got him
locked.
You know what I'm saying?
Marcus,
did you hear that,
Marcus? I didn't ask you anything. You don't have to say my name. I know my name. My mama taught me how to spell. Hell yeah, I know my name.
I just got off the phone with Pete and J.C. Richardson, and they calling out Ralph Hardison. So I'm going to try to get in touch with Ralph Hardison. And they said they want Ralph either in the quarter or the eighth, however you want.
Who they want to
run? Ralph Hardison. With the Nova. So I'm going to get in touch with Ralph Hardison tomorrow, because I got to go past this house tomorrow when I get off work. And let him know that J.C. Richardson won. That's why I just got on the show now, because I was on the phone with them for like an hour, Pete and J.C. So they said that they can't find no race when they come up here, so.
Well, did J.C. want to get his throat cut again?
Yeah.
Don Ye going to be there.
Nah, I forget Don Ye. I might have something sitting here for him.
Okay, well, then, that's what I was on the phone with him. You know, he won something, and I was going down the list, so, and he said he can't get no run. He said, that's messed up. I said, well, nah, it's going to be surprised there, but he said, he's coming.
Just happy and JC to walk on some eggshells. Don't talk too loud, because Coop might hear him. He might end up coming out there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I
didn't
know that. If
he's
coming,
well,
JC going
he might.
Be
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, JC told me he's coming. I went to his race. He's coming out. So he said he's coming. He's just trying to find a race. He don't have nobody to race. He don't have nobody on his radar. So if you got
well,
some
I know
people,
he wanted that, I know he wanted that rematch, he said.
Yeah, well, you know what? When I get off the phone,
again,
I'm
He told Wicked Bird he's doing what he did best, cheerleading that shit across. His ass is done. Wicked Bird, I can't wait. I just can't wait. God damn it. He didn't count on my money all summer. I'm so pissed off, and that damn Carlos got a nerve he talking about that I hear from. Yeah, I heard. Both of y'all spent my money. So, both of y'all. Get your flight. What?
You should have heard the way they was getting moved on John Toys on Monday. Manhattan, you can hear rap pissed on Cotton. Hadn't had nothing to say.
That's all right, though. That's all right. I'm going to take this ass whipping like a man. Tell us
there
my turn.
There you go.
I got a shirt with your car on it with an X on it, too. I'm going to get your ass back.
That ain't going to happen. You ain't going to get that. And the man won't make another shirt. He said, no, that's going to be the one and only shirt. Oh, my God.
I'm going to turn your shit inside out. You too, Carlos. You chilly man self.
All right, so it looked like we got two more mics just open. Let's see what we got. We got two Maryland natives, 202-718-381 and 301-943-6209. Who is it?
This is Big
Mark.
Black
Assassin.
I want to make sure Dal Torres will knock that money in that he said, yeah. I haven't heard any more about that.
Who you looking for?
Dow Toy says we got 205. I haven't heard no where we're going to put this money at. I haven't heard no more from Dow Toy. And anybody else that got
well,
they have 3,300 pound car. Only part of the bass on that car is the hood. And we look for that.
So the black assassin is looking for any back half car.
No, I didn't say that. Somebody that's sitting like us. Only part of the bass on the car is the hood.
Hey, James, what you got up there, Joe?
Also, they ain't going no weight, bro. They ain't got no weight.
Hey, James, Toya and I'm supposed to be running Mark.
But I want to get that money locked up.
Mark ain't call you yet, Toya?
This is Mark.
Oh, well, where's Toya? I thought Toya was on the phone.
I want to get that money locked up with Darryl. We can do that early.
All right, so who do we need to call? Anybody trying to get in touch with Toya?
No, I don't. But we'll get them on Facebook tomorrow.
All right.
I'll get them on Facebook tomorrow. And, Mark, you just make sure you're looking out for it on there. And you
okay.
Really sound like you're really scared of them. But,
sound like what I'm scared of.
Hey, Bird.
Hey, Bird.
Give him a heads up that the Richmond boys are coming. The owner of the Green Hornet is coming with another car.
Well, he just heard you. Mark, you hear him? They coming.
Yeah, I'm
here. Bringing... Okay. Hey, D-Rod, look, don't be scared of Popeye. He ain't eating no spinach.
Oh, no. Nah. Me and him, like I told you before, I talked to him on the phone. He told me that he didn't want to lock anything in until he got there. I mean, I talked to him, and you know, it was something about the two carburetors or something, you know. And he wanted me to kick him. I can't do that, you know.
Yeah, hey, he basically
I don't know
me
his
the
car.
Same thing.
Slutter, if you want to find the back door, you can get the back tire.
Who is
that?
Who
said that? Who said that, Mark?
Yeah, I said that. If he won't go out the back door, he can get the back tire.
Nah, I ain't going out the back door. Give me what you got again?
Black door. On the same spot,
that Black Nova.
Are
you
on
Mark? It was down there.
Oh, this is Mark. What's your name? Mark what?
Jones.
Mark Jones. Remember?
Mark Jones, okay.
Yeah,
I talked to you on Facebook, right?
Right.
Nah, I can't go out the back door, Mark. I mean, I can't take the slut out the back door. But I mean,
know?
I say what she do like, that slut like the front though. I mean, you do the same thing in the front though, and you got an action. She don't do back door action good, but she love the front though. You ain't got to knock hard either.
You might get that. You might
she
get
just,
that.
Hey, you ain't got to knock hard. All you got to do is just come on in. Hey, she can't go out the back though, buddy. She take two or three at one time in the front, huh?
Dwayne, you got to make sure he wipes his feet first.
Say it again?
You got to make sure he wipes his feet first.
He ain't got, not with the slut, he ain't got to wipe his feet. Come on in how he is. She like a church. Come how you are. Don't wear no suit. Come in the door how you come.
Now, hey,
he ain't
got to
wipe
Jones.
His feet.
Mark Jones.
Yes.
Are you all motor or are you on some stuff?
It's a motor, isn't it?
Hey, Mark, you know what, James? Hold up, James. Hey, James, hold up. Hey, Mark, you can run Big Red. What about Big Red? Y'all sit the same.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Ooh. Big Red. You know Big Red. It's a 68-67 Camaro. Back-end car, all steel, all glass. It's a fiberglass hood on it, just like you, full interior. Hello, come in, testing, 1, 2, 3. Is this my boy?
I don't know nothing about the car, but we come to race, man.
I just told you about the car. Tell me about your car. I'm just putting y'all together.
Hello, is this mic on,
Jay?
Yeah, his mic is on. Yeah, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Okay.
Man, Wicked Bird talking a lot of shit. His car's still running.
He don't want no troubles. I come through the attic, all that shit. Underneath the ground, he don't want them troubles. I already told him. You know, we'll do that shit in the alley sometime.
Mark, I got the perfect shot for you, and I can call him tomorrow. The boys from Nasty Boy Camp are thinking about bringing that Nova. Chris Reese, a.k.a. Quiet Storm. And it is, I want to say, it's all metal except for the front end.
See, that's why we got this help, Jeff. Because now you won't have to worry about you don't know what nobody got. You get your index card and write it down. Y'all can compare notes, and y'all can go to work. It ain't going to take that long.
Yeah,
but, Mark, that'll be a good race for you, Mark. With Big Red, that'll be a good race. And they go to quarterfinals, too.
They go out the back door?
Yeah, they go out the back door. They even got a little cubby hole they go out of, too.
I'll tell you what, it's just Big Red.
That's a funny guy.
You tell Big Red and them, take them willow balls off and shit like I said they got.
Oh, come on, man.
No, they ain't taking no willow balls off.
They ain't taking no willy balls off. Come on, Mark, man. You want to go out the back door. After you get
past, I don't have no willow balls off. I ain't got no willow balls off.
But you don't need no willow balls. What you need willow balls for? Your car work without. Huh?
Tell them take them balls off. They got action for whatever they want to do it for.
Okay, but why they got to take the bars off? They're only going to use the bars for like 4 feet. That's it. And I got 1,300, well, you got 1,298 feet to go.
I tell you what, hold on. Dwayne.
Yeah.
Dwayne. See if you, now, I know Weeby like to run out the back door. See if you can get in touch with Weeby from your camp and see if he'll run Mark Jones out the back door.
Oh, we've been coming to race, man. I talked to him yesterday, day before yesterday. He coming to race. He working right now.
And he run out the back door. That's a nitrous car that runs straight out the back door.
Hey, but Mark, hold up, Mark.
All right, somebody on, who on speakerphone? Somebody got to mute it. Hey, who is that? Is that 484-832? Yeah, who is that?
That's me, Pink Warrior from Philadelphia.
Come on, man.
Red Alert Racing.
Oh, Lord, here we go. What we got, man?
We're talking about going out the back door.
Yes.
Mark Jones want to go out the back door right now.
How he sit?
Hey, Mark Jones, how do you sit?
I'm sitting big block. All steel, only fiberglass is the hood. No balls.
For the back end car?
Yep.
Okay. What is it, conventional head?
Yep, conventional head big block.
We got a big block conventional Camaro black one, Yanko. Red stripes.
Who is this?
It's Red Alert Race.
We got a couple cars in our camp. We got a black Camaro, back head, ladder bar, big block conventional head. All steel except for the hood.
Is that the Godfather car?
The Godfather, yes.
He got willy bars
that
on it, though, don't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mark had a willy bar.
You can mess loose when you leave. I think about it. I don't have a car.
How's the car sit? What are you talking about? What car?
I'm sitting with no willy bars on. All steel, fiberglass, or a big block of this lane.
But, Mark, you got something funny,
no
Mark.
Willy bars?
Run.
No wheelie bars, you said?
Yeah, I don't have no wheelie bars.
What tire are you on?
1432.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Mark, I tell you
what. We're sitting on a 3110.5. You're worried about wheelie bars?
Yep. You can let it go. I can't.
Hey, Mark, but you was going to run me, Mark. I got Willie Bob.
Hey, but Bird, but that was between me and you, though, Bird.
No,
Bird.
Huh?
I said, that ain't for
late,
man. That was between me and you.
But
you know
Willie
what,
Bob.
Now you said it, but you were going to get it.
Okay, I'll take it on that day. And I tell you what,
your time, yeah, Bird.
I tell you what, I'll take my Willie Bob's off for you and carry you through the quarter.
On the 26th.
Huh? Yeah.
On the 26th. Well, let's lock that in tomorrow.
You owe the money by 500. I'll take my woolly bars off and run you through the court.
I ain't going to owe the money, but we can lock that in tomorrow.
No. I got a chassis car. I'm going to take my woolly bars off. It's never been done. I will take them off for you for $500 and run you through the court.
Bird, I don't want you to take them off, Bert.
No, because you won't run these other guys that got woolly bars. I'm just saying I'm going to take mine off.
Because, look, Bert, that was something for me and you, Bert. It's like these other guys coming on here. It's like I've been sitting here listening for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Everybody got stipulation. You know,
uh-huh.
I don't want somebody that sit the same way that I sit.
But it's hard
That's
to
all.
Do that, man. It's going to be hard to find that. Man,
what, then I'm sitting here listening to these guys. I've been listening to here. Nobody saying nothing. I'm on motor, I'm running to the eighth, I'm running this and that, and nobody else saying nothing. I got 28, so I got 29s on hoop.
Yeah, but be
they
different,
man.
Now be
I'm
different,
get
man.
Run for somebody sitting like me in the park.
Mark, ain't nobody giving them races up either. Shit, I've been begging for the last 2 weeks.
Now that when I say something, I got a problem.
But well,
I'll tell
you what I do, Mark.
Hey, Mark, let me say something. I tell you what, you kick our green Mustang, we ain't got no wheel balls, we on 29. And you kick us, then we'll take that race to the back door.
What green car?
I don't even know how to do that. What you said? Lick them, kick them? I don't even know nothing about that.
What green car?
You kick my Mustang, and we'll run out the back door.
What green Mustang you talking?
It's going to get there if he's going to kick us.
I got a big block conventional head stock suspension Mustang on 29. No wheelie bars.
I'm talking to Mark. Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm coming down looking for action all the way from Philadelphia.
We're going to have some action for you.
Yeah, it'd be plenty of action there.
Yeah, he was just trying to get Mark a race.
Okay.
Because Mark's
well,
been on here for 2 weeks.
Balls
so what you're telling me, you're scared of a pink car?
No, ain't nobody said they were scared. We're just trying to get Mark racing. You're going to get yours.
Calm down.
Hold your horses. You're going to get yours. Make sure you
calm.
Get to the help desk. That's what you do.
Hold on, Wiggy. Hey, I'm trying to find out about this Mustang, this big block Mustang they got that they bringing down.
Yes, that's the red alert race. Yeah, pick
one. Stock suspension?
Stock suspension, conventional head, big block.
Gas car or motor car?
The gas.
I'll go out on the limb and gamble a little bit. For this car, because I ain't locked in with nobody yet, Sal.
Okay.
I'm there in the factory.
Who is that, Sal?
I got a stock suspension motor car.
Who is that, Sal?
What car is yours?
Who is that?
I got a stock suspension Mustang with a big block in it on horsepower.
What's the name?
Oh, it's the Slut.
What?
Dirty hoe. Slut, prostitute, whatever you want to call it.
I don't even know. I can't be locking in something. I'm blind. It's like racing the
goose. Everybody blind tonight.
I don't even know what you got. I just want to race.
Yeah, better make everybody blind tonight.
I mean, you make it right. You know what I mean? Make it right. I gamble on.
I ain't trying through the quarter mile.
If you make it right, I'll do it through the quarter. I don't run the quarter, but I'll do it through the quarter if you make it right.
Well, we got an all motor small block.
You want to do something heads up?
Why would I do something all heads up with a small block all motor?
Oh, well, they got
a
small
block.
Motor.
You make that right, we'll do that. Motor to motor, small block to big block, stock.
Eighth mile, you got the back tire.
8 mile, got the back tire?
8 mile, you got the back tire.
You want to run a quarter? We're set up for quarter.
No, I'll run 8 mile. Since I'm giving you something, I got to have something, too.
Wait a minute, slut. I got something for you.
You got something. You got the big block door or a small block.
Hey, wait a minute. We got a small block, almost Long Island Joe Gang, Young Stay, looking for almost a cloud, small block. We want to go to
Young
court.
Stay?
Yeah.
I know, that's who I was talking about, too.
Huh? Y'all want to try him? Nah, I'm with
that's
him.
A day in the same camp.
Ah, well, I mean,
we're from the north, we're friends, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know nothing about friends. I want all my friends.
I'm going to tell you.
I ain't your friend.
If I want to
go
to raise friends, I'll stay up here.
Hey,
I
was out here
freaking
noise.
What the
fuck?
Somebody's
driving or something.
Yeah, who's that? 224-220-6386. Is that your speakerphone?
What's up, brother? It's Full Criminal, man. I'm in the truck, man. Driving to California, brother. Trying to get home.
Is that the Smooth Criminal?
Yeah, this is Smooth Criminal, man. I'm in the truck trying to get home, man. I'll put it on mute. Let me say this right quick. What the hell is the difference driving? If you got a stout small block, I ran plenty big blocks with a small block and kicked a motherfucking butt. What you scared of? It's a quarter mile, man.
You tell them.
What the hell is the difference between driving if you got a stout small block? I'll kick a big bus ass. I'll try him any day.
I hope you do got a help desk there. That thing, you're going to get sick of seeing me.
Yeah. Man.
Y'all
make sure y'all come see me because I'm going to fix you up.
Which one's that?
The first person to come to the help desk is a free hot dog.
Hey, small criminal.
What's up, brother? What's up?
Why don't you just bring that photo G by the old 26 and come on and make something happen?
Hey, listen, I'm trying to put something together right now. You know what? I just might be able to. I'm not for sure, but my plan is really be ready for Mississippi Joe on the 2nd of November. But I'm really trying to do something, man. I'm tired of hearing all this.
Holy shit, I can't hear nothing anymore.
You already know your boy Don Ye coming. I'm with it. Yeah, I'm going to definitely try, man, on the real. I'm going to definitely try. If I'm not in my car, I'll be in this truck somewhere down there at that time. I'm coming up there.
I'm coming up there, man,
for sure. But I wish y'all just stop crying. Because you know what? If you got a nice small block and he got a nice big block, it's going to boil down to who lead the line. If you can't read the light, stay home, man, and practice.
You know, does anybody know that Django Gar?
Yeah, Long Island Joe.
Is he online?
Yeah, Long Island Joe was on here. He said he's going to contact Django tomorrow.
Okay. Is this JB?
Yeah, it is JB. What's up? We talked early.
Oh, yeah. What's up? I didn't know your voice. I didn't recognize you. My bad.
Yeah, what's going on? I got somebody looking for Bad Storm, and I got somebody looking for Django. Hopefully, one of them gonna pop up.
Nice. Yeah, I've been trying to find that Bad Storm since Fayetteville last year in March. I can't find him. He's in hiding.
Now, hey, I heard you say you got a conventional head call on one system, big block. Chad Hammock has said that he will do something. I mean, he's not one to lock in before the race, but he's going to be there, and, I mean, that might take place. I mean,
introduce me, and we'll talk, yeah. What kind of cars he got?
He's got a Mustang on 29. No wheelie bar.
Okay.
But that, so, I mean, like I said, the cars are going to be there. There's no thing about, oh, man, we got here and there was only one car on 28. I can tell you right now.
Yeah,
there's going to be at least 20 or more cars on each category, 28, 29, back half, 8-inch. I even know somebody called me today, was like, look, man, I'm coming with an 8-inch radio. Can I get some action? You damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get no action. What the hell the problem is?
You ain't.
You
I
got
told
some
you,
action.
You got to take them to the clinic first.
I mean,
yeah.
You already been to the clinic. I got the paperwork.
Well, hey, Cubby,
Cubby
said he's trying something.
Well,
oh,
yeah, I know
Cubby
trying
something. They already,
I think, going to do
something.
Yeah, me and him going to do something.
Okay,
all right. Me and him going to do something. I mean, yeah, like I said, I made the choice to stay on horsepower, so, I mean, we still going to do something just because I said it. You know what I mean?
Okay, there you go. That's
you know, we just going to do something just because I said something. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, okay.
I make a little donation if it happened to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. We got some hot dogs for you. Some chicken salad for you.
That's right. You ain't got to worry about
it. We'll see the old hoe.
I mean, the old hoe there, man. The hoe looking for action. I tell you, I'm going to bring a shirt up there and say, I want a party. We looking for a party. The boy just need to let us in.
Yeah, you going to get in, all right.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm looking to get in.
Hey, Joe, you still on the line. Hey, Joe.
Me?
Joe, Long Island Joe, where you at?
Mm-hmm.
That man, he done went dark on me, but I see him still on here. He, like I said, Joe, he said he's going to get in touch with Django tomorrow. I mean, there's a chance that could pop off. All
right, cool.
Hey, who was I just talking to?
That's Joe Minicanzi from the Red Alert team. Well, that's Philly.
Oh, I know that. I'm talking about just now. That was there. I'm gonna get some action. Was that Cubby?
Nah, I don't think that was Cubby.
Oh,
hey, Cubby,
okay.
On the line? No, I don't think that was Cubby.
Nah, well,
I think a lot of people just listening.
They're doing a lot of listening. But what you do with the Incredible Hulk, Slut, D-Rod?
The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah, that's Carlos Wilson. They Mustang. Big block on one kit.
I'll do something with them. Like I said, I'm looking at shock suspension.
Shock suspension. Yeah.
I mean, I'll do something with them. Shit, I'm looking for some action, man.
I'll do something with them, too. I'm sitting the same way. Who is that? Red Alert? Yeah, Pink Warrior.
Pink Warrior.
Red Alert.
Pink Warrior.
That's the name of the car. Red, yeah. It's called. Okay, well, do this. Make sure, and I don't mean to run it in the ground, but I'm going to run in the ground. Y'all get to the help desk and put your information down, because I can't remember all the names, but me and JB going to be over there. JB going to be running that. But that way we can get in touch with everybody at the track. You put your phone number down, and we can get y'all in touch with each other at the track. And then y'all can sit and, you know, and look at each other's side. And then when y'all ready to lock in, bring you on in the lane, y'all come on and get it on. You know, that way, because it's going to be so crowded that you might
it's
not
a good
get to
idea.
Go to the other side. Yeah, you might not get a chance to get to the other side of the track because it's going to be so crowded. But the help desk is going to be at the end of the staging lane. So if you bring in your car in that staging lane, you got to go past the help desk. So you might as well walk on over there when you unload your car. Fill your card out, a little index card, fill it out with your phone number on there, and we're going to match y'all up. Pretty much the same, or somewhere real close, and give you a call, and y'all two just meet up like a hoe with a prostitute and get it on.
They can meet me behind the trash can.
It sounds so funny, but it'd be such a good idea.
Don't forget,
we got a stock suspension small block. On 28-2,
we ain't gonna forget if you go to the help desk. Like I said in that video, if you don't go to the help desk, that means you ain't run a race.
Exactly.
I tell you what, Joe, that 28 car, you said you got a 28 small block. Is it one or two kids?
It's snitchers. Just gay.
Snitchers, no, I'm gonna say one gun or two.
Probably two. Maybe three.
All right, well, I tell you what. You stock suspension?
Yes, sir.
I know somebody that's looking for a race, 28 Snitchers. I'm going to call him because I got to close the show in a minute. I got this chick in my ear talking about Blog Talk. But that's done. But the thing is, I'm going to call, make a call right now, and there's a call from Elizabeth City, 28 nitrous, stop suspension. He's looking for action. So
he got
I'm
it right
call,
here.
All right, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to call you. We're going to get it done.
Hey, Styles.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I need one of them shirts, man, 2X.
Okay. You know, I thought y'all hold like them tight, show your breath.
Huh? Well, that's what I'm. That's why I'm getting a 2X. That's why I'm getting a 2X, because I like them tight. My tie knot in the back.
I tell you what, if you tie a knot in the front, I give it to you free.
I might tie a knot in the front. I tie a knot in the front for you. Hey, look, when I tie a knot in the front, them damn pythons hanging from up underneath the head, it'll be all right.
You gonna think
I'm a pimp for real?
All right, well, boys, I gotta go, man. They about to shut up. They about to end it, but I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right, bro.
Okay,
y'all take
man.
It easy, man.
All right, man. Be safe.
Take it easy.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow, Joe. Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, we were just Joe Minicanzi wants to get in touch with Django.
Yeah, I'm here still.
All right, well, hey, I'm going to get in touch with him tomorrow.
That?
Yeah, I'll make sure I get in touch with him.
Get my name
on
that
well,
shirt,
then we
too.
Can hook that
Take
up, then. All right, so all right. That's the duck.
Okay,
yeah,
sound
he,
good.
He want to get in with Django, so y'all make that happen.
No problem.
All right, thanks. Thanks. I'll talk
all
to you guys.
No
you guys
problem.
Have my number. It's on Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Have a
go.
Later.